The young woman cut through the crowded New York sidewalk like a knife. Tall in her red-soled stilettos, black clothing that clung to her like smoke, red-tipped black hair sharp and angular around her face. She looked like the kind of woman people would stop for, stare at, notice. None of them did. Stalking down Wall Street, the spire of Trinity Church rising before her, she slid among the suits and tourists like a secret, drawing no eyes, no shouted, "Hey, babies," not even the casual jar of a shoulder bumped in a crowd. She could have been a ghost, a shadow. The sun stark, the sky a harsh blue, cloudless and broken only by the glare of reflections. Late summer heat stewed salt sweat and heavy cologne together, mingling them with the sizzle rising from sidewalk food carts. The day bright, almost ordinary. The woman paused at a corner. Her slate-gray eyes flicked up toward some unmarked window in one of the buildings scraping the sky, as if to be sure someone was watching. Her lips, red as blood, quirked up at the corners, and Sydney stepped off the curb and into traffic. Neither the cars nor their drivers seemed aware of her presence. Sydney walked to the center of the intersection and raised her arms like a conductor about to begin a symphony. She stood, unmoving for one breath. Two. Three. If there had been eyes somewhere above that rushing city that were able to watch, they would have seen her lips moving. And then? The cars around her, as one, lifted gracefully into the air. Sydney held them there, rust-stained taxis and sleek black sedans with tinted windows, courier vans and a tour bus blaring the opening number of the latest Broadway hit. 10 feet above the ground, floating through the intersection like some bizarre migration of birds, a smile stretched, bright and wild across her face. If the people in the cars could have seen it, they might have called it exhilaration. They might have called it joy. The people in the cars didn't see her. No blaring horns, no cursing drivers, no awe, no reaction from either the people in the now flying vehicles or from any of the passers-by. Simply flight, where that shouldn't have been an option. Sydney directed the cars through the intersection, through the air, with words, with small precise gestures that bent her fingers and hands into severe origami, with no obvious effort. And then? Her hands paused, held like a breath. Two, three. She lowered her arms to her sides, and as she did, the cars returned to the street as gracefully as they had left it, the flow of traffic uninterrupted. Sydney walked out of the intersection and cut back into the crowd. No heads turned. No one gave her any notice. She had gone less than half a block when the text alert vibrated through her phone. The job is yours.